to Sit a Spell. I am your host, Lisa Lee, and guess what? We have some fun things tonight. We have a co-host. My friend Tom Duggar is here with me tonight, and he is going to spend the entire time with us. So he's going to do the news, and he's got some spells for you. We have an interview tonight with the founder of the National Paranormal Society. That's going to be fun. So grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine, a beer, I don't care. Have a Mountain Dew, Tom is.
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. So sit back, relax, and let's have some fun. That was Forsaken from the Queen of the Damned album, which was Tom's request. And I just can't speak. Welcome to the show, Tom. You're going to be doing all the talking because apparently it's going to be another one of those days for me.
Quite all right. I think we're all having one of those days today.
Well, my listeners know that sometimes I try to talk and I fumble a little bit, and so they're all laughing and having drinking games every time I try and mess up a word or a phrase.
So halfway through the show, they're all hammered.
They're already hammered. Right. Yeah. So
at least I got some good music beforehand.
Yeah, good music is good to go. So we've got some spells for you. Tom's got the moon lore for you, and we've got this amazing interview that we are going to start right now. I would like to welcome to our show tonight the director and founder of the National Paranormal Society, Eric Hudson. Eric, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Fantastic.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So you started the National Paranormal Society. That is amazing. What are your goals? I would imagine that you're trying to get, you know, people in unity. There's been a lot of talk about paranormal unity and within the teams because there is so much infighting and territories and, you know, stuff like that. Is that something that you're going to try to alleviate?
Absolutely. You know, I'm a realist as well, and I understand that there's still going to be individuals and there's still going to be teams that feel that they're above something like this. However, I completely believe that there's a tremendous amount of like-minded individuals that share my same concept. And I started the National Paranormal Society about a month ago, and currently right now we have 907 members.
Wow. That's amazing. Well done. Good job.
How did you manage that?
You know, I was just sitting on the couch one day, and I was just thinking, you know, with all this fighting and the egos involved in this field, I wanted to be able to create something that people could fall under one umbrella. And basically, the National Paranormal Society is the largest U.S. paranormal team, basically. And it's got anywhere from Wiccans to mediums to psychics, all the different kinds of paranormal teams across the nation. It's got people that have been doing this for 30 years. It's got people that's been doing it for 3 months. Another main reason I created the society is because there's a lot of people out there that create these new paranormal teams, and nobody wants to help them. They all think that those new teams that are coming, or, you know, that are coming online, are just going to fade away.
Yeah, they've either got the idea that they're fly by night gonna fade away, or else their competition, and so many teams out there are just like, no, we're not gonna share information and we don't want any new competition, and they'll badmouth them to the point where they go away anyway, which is ridiculous.
Exactly. And at least the National Paranormal Society is the group that you know, new teams and let's say even new investigators, they can go to this page, they can post up a question, whether it be about equipment, or maybe it could be that they're on a private residence case right at that moment and they have something happen or something going on and they need some information because they're not quite there yet. They haven't experienced that situation yet. So they can go on there and post a question, and we've got all these wonderful people that can give them help and guide them.
That's excellent. So is it, it's 900, are there teams and then also individuals? Is that, am I understanding that right?
Correct. There's teams, there's individuals, and something I had to do because this is, you know, national, is there are representatives in each state. Now, I haven't completed all 50 states yet. As it stands right now, I have 15 states covered with representatives in each state. So that those representatives help maintain the page's integrity. We don't allow trash talking. We don't allow demeaning comments. The representatives, their duty is to monitor the page along with myself. And if we see that kind of activity, we delete it and we ban the person from the group. And I think we have to be pretty strict that way so people understand that we mean business when we say, if you're going to be a member and a part of this society, you know, then you have to conduct yourself in a professional manner.
Well, that's a good thing, because if you think about it, there's new people out there that are trying and learning, and if they're just going to get continually shoved down and bashed, that doesn't teach them, you know, what they need to know, and then they're going to go out in the field and they're going to make mistakes only because they weren't given the help that they needed or the answers that they needed. They were just ridiculed. I applaud you. That's really good. What states do you have done so far?
I've got Alabama, I've got Texas. Texas is so big, I've got 4 reps in Texas.
Good.
I've got Florida, California, Nevada, Iowa, Idaho, Rhode Island. I'm about to post a rep for Maryland tonight, Virginia, North Carolina, I hope I'm not leaving you.
you've already named a lot.
I've got a rep in Ohio. So it's getting there. I'm just curious how I'm going to find a rep for like Alaska or Hawaii.
You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people that listen to this show from all over the world. You might start getting hits on your site. Now, do you have a website, or is it just Facebook as of right now?
It's Facebook as of right now, but I have a PR and marketing, a husband and wife team that are the PR and marketing reps for Texas. And they're actually going to hook us up with an awesome website. So I'm looking to have the website up and running by the end of April.
That's excellent. You know, Facebook is a great tool to start out with and to use throughout as well. So, I mean, I wasn't saying anything like you don't have a website, because actually Facebook is a fabulous tool.
Absolutely it is. I want a website, though, that has a section for psychics and mediums. I want to have a section on the website for exorcists. I want to have a section on the website for all the teams across the U.S. And I want to have a section on the website where people can post stuff for evidence and ask questions and different stuff like that. So that's in the near future. Right now we're currently working on getting shirts and patches done. And the cool thing about the patches is it's going to have the MPS emblem, and these teams can sew the patch on their sleeve. And that way they can, show everybody that they are a member of the National Paranormal Society and that we all are working under one umbrella.
That's great. That's really great. I seriously applaud you. Unity within the paranormal is kind of a touchy, hot button type of a thing. I've always said that if we all worked together, then we would have the answers that we're looking for. Me personally, the whole entire reason that I've even began anything within the paranormal, you know, ghost hunting, and it was to help people. A lot of them out there are out there for the thrills and the chills, but the real solid investigators that are out there, they want the unity, and they want to share information and research and experiences to help the people and to help further the field, you know, give it some legitimacy. So I applaud you. Nicely done. And I gotta say right now, it still sounds like, now my listeners didn't know this, but you and I spoke just a few minutes ago, before we actually started the interview, and I told you that it sounded like there was EVPs going on in your house while we were talking. I still hear people talking, so I'm wondering if you don't have a ghost or a couple of people with you right now, because I can still kind of hear them.
Yeah, same here.
So maybe you picked somebody up from your last investigation, I don't know. Have you been investigating for very long?
You know what? I have, you know, I'm not the kind of person I consider and say I've been doing it for 20, 30, 15 years.
The number of years doesn't matter at all.
I'm not. I'm going on my second year.
Very
so,
nice.
Yes, I'm still wet behind the ears, as people would say, as far as, you know, the paranormal community.
Actually, a lot of the people in the paranormal make up these phenomenal. I've been investigating since I was 7 years old, you know, so a lot of people will embellish their years. So I actually appreciate the honesty. And you know what? 2 years is quite a long time if you're investigating all the time. It doesn't matter the time. What matters is, you know, the quality of your work. That's what matters.
How many investigations have you done so far in these past 2 years?
Gosh.
In a round number, nothing fancy.
I don't know, let me see. Been to places like the Myrtles, Yorktown, Memorial Hospital, haunted locations here. Maybe close to food and profit residences? I'd say it's probably in the 50 or 60 range.
What's your most memorable?
My most memorable would have to be Catfish Plantation in Waxahachie, Texas. I actually had a door slowly open and close all by itself. And I was sitting at one of their dinner tables, and they lay out their silverware in a specific order around the tables. And I heard this clinking a couple of tables up, and I was like, what in the world is that? So I get up, go look, and the fork and the knife and the spoon were all crossed. So those two incidences stick out real clear in my mind, as far as, you know, what I've witnessed in the paranormal that really just threw me back, you know.
Wow, that's impressive.
And so since then, I have yet to have those incidences repeated. I kind of have a philosophy that sometimes when you're doing this, you got to be at the right place at the right time sometimes.
Oh, that's absolutely true. So many times people will go to a place that's, you know, supposedly haunted, and they're just waiting for
somebody
to throw them against the wall, or, you know, something massive, and frankly, they don't do it on cue. They're going to do what they want when they want.
And it's when you don't expect it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, I want to ask you guys a question, if I may.
Okay.
I've been tossing around a theory that, say you've got an investigator who's been doing this for 20, 30 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got someone that's only been doing it for maybe 3 months or 6 months. I've noticed that when I'm with certain people, activity will start to happen, and I've been with other people in the same location, and the activity will be next to nothing.
Yeah, I've run into that. I've run into that many, many times. Some people are almost like a ghost magnet.
I think it's the energy within the person that's going around. Personally, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. It's, you know, what are you accustomed to? What have you been involved in your past? You know, what have you been involved in to make you susceptible to being a magnet, per se?
Well, my point to this is that, you know, for the new investigators doing this, you know, don't get discouraged, because I personally think that if someone's a ghost magnet, per se, and they've only been doing it for 3 or 6 months, and they're witnessing all this activity, and someone's been doing it for 20 or 30 years is not getting that kind of activity when they go out, well, then who's the real expert?
Neither or both.
That's what I was saying. It doesn't matter about the length of time that you've been investigating. What matters more is the quality. And you know, the new people, they're hungry for experiences. Unfortunately, in some ways, that makes them think everything is paranormal. Unless they've got, you know, a really solid head on their shoulders. But then, the other hand, the ones that have been investigating for 20, 30 years, they're so jaded that nothing is paranormal, regardless if they're actually thrown against a wall or whatever. I mean, that's an exaggeration, but you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
So, how do people find you?
Pretty much, they can just go to the National Paranormal Society group. Request to become a member, and we just click a button and they become a member. Or, you know, if they want, they can look me up on Facebook. It's Hudson Eric, H-U-T-S-O-N, Eric, E-R-I-K, and they'll see the group there about, you know, the National Paranormal Society, and they can click on that way and request to be a member. It's an open group. You don't have to be in a paranormal team to become a member of the group. I encourage regular folks to become members, because if they start experiencing paranormal activity, they've already got access to a tremendous database of people and teams that can help them.
Well, Eric, I want to thank you for being on the show. This was really fun. I applaud what you're doing. I think it's absolutely wonderful. There should be more unity within the paranormal world, and I'm so pleased that somebody is taking the ball and running with it and making this happen. This is kind of a dream come true, so well done. Good job.
Well, thank you, and just so you know, the reps in these different states, we're going to be holding functions and events for the National Paranormal Society, so we can obviously raise funds to afford the shirts, patches, the website, you know, different things like that, plus get our name out there so we can get, you know, more members. And, you know, the more members we have, it just makes us stronger to where we can provide more education to everybody too in this group.
Absolutely. So do you watch any of the shows? That's the one thing I hear. Well, I'm a paranormal investigator, and I learned everything I need to know from Ghost Hunters or from, what's that, Zach Bagans one, the one with the big muscles.
Ghost Adventures?
Thank you, Ghost Adventures. I just know him from his hair and his black t-shirt muscles, so I couldn't remember what it was called.
I don't watch any of them.
I know, I don't watch any of the shows. I can't watch them anymore because, you know, me actually doing this for the last 47 years, even though I'm only 43, I have a hard time watching them because some of them is just so funny. But how, do you watch any of the television shows that are out there?
You know, when Taps first came out, which been years now.
That was a good show when it first came out, don't you think?
Yeah. When it first came out, I thought it was a great show. And actually, that show, it's been running now, 12, 13 years?
I have no idea.
But yeah, the first 2 years, it's what got me interested in this, plus my own personal experiences as a child. But, you know, I started watching their techniques and how they were investigating, and yeah, they definitely contribute to the factor of me wanting to get into the paranormal field. So I actually applaud Jason and Grant because they actually inspired a lot more people to get involved in this field. Now, some will say, yeah, but they also inspired a lot of cuckoos to come into the field.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to take the good with the bad, and... you know, do I watch them nowadays? No, I don't. The bottom line is it's TV. TV is entertainment, and, I do question some of the evidence that they get. I still have to keep in mind that it is television, so I'm not trying to put any of those guys down at all, but, you know, sometimes it is what it is.
Yeah. So what about orbs?
You know, I'm not a big fan of them. I see a lot of people posting pictures of moisture droplets, dust, bugs. Do I believe that there are orbs? And are that spirit's energy? Yes, I do. Do I think that you capture them all the time? No, I don't. I've had night vision cameras on before, and the orbs that I see are not perfectly round. They have no necessary flight path. I've seen them go up, down, sideways, you know, inside people. But as far as like a perfect circular orbs, I have to question those.
So they're not all Grandma and Auntie Rose?
Nah, I wouldn't say they are.
Nope, I would agree with that. Alright, well, I want to thank you so much for joining us. If you want to get a hold of Eric, he already told you how to get a hold of him. Why don't you tell him one more time, and then we are going to call it a night. And thank you so much for joining us. This has been really fun.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. You've been absolutely wonderful. And you can go to Hudson Eric. That's Hutson, and then Eric. And then you can get on the link for the National Paranormal Society, and we'll just, you know, request to be a member, and we'll add you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, and you have a great night.
You too.
And say hi to your beautiful wife for me. And
I will.
And say hello to all of your ghosts that you got going on in the background.
Well, you never know. We're Skyping, so they might come say hi to you personally.
I don't think so. I got enough of that over here. We don't need any more. All right, you guys have a great night.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The world can be a scary and unpredictable place. It's easy to feel like you have no control over the safety and well-being of your family. There are steps you can take today, now, to gain control. Visit myfamilyissafe.com for complete step-by-step instructions for building survival kits for each member of your family, your home, and your cars. Detailed shopping lists make the kit building process a snap. MyFamilyIsSafe.com. Prepare. Protect. Survive. The safety of our loved ones is our greatest concern. Visit myfamilyissafe.com right now. Control is available.
What's in the news?
So my co-host for tonight, Tom, is going to do our news for us. I'm sure that he can probably talk a lot better than I do, and I'm sure that you will all appreciate Tom's doing the news rather than me. So, Tom, take it away.
We will let the audience figure out if I'm better at this or not, because I'm not much of a good speaker. the Telegraph out of the UK, we found out that the U.S. military here in the United States has built a stone circle in its Air Force Academy to give pagans, druids, and witches somewhere to practice their religion. The article, as read, is the Colorado base has spent around £50,000, which is $80,000, building a Stonehenge-like structure to allow witches to cast spells and pagans to form circles of power by night. It is situated on top of a wooded hill and includes a fire pit. The Academy says it is for cadets who practice Earth-based religions, including Druids, witches, and a North American faith. Despite the expense, it is believed only 3 out of 4,300 cadets have openly admitted they are pagan. Bob Barr, a former Republican congressman, campaigned to ban witches from military, saying, "What's next? Will armored divisions be forced to travel with sacrificial animals for satanic rituals? Will that word?
Rastafarians
demand the inclusion of ritualistic marijuana cigarettes in their rations. Personally, what they did was great. Him, not so much, as he's more of a down-to-earth, need to be shoved into somebody's elephant's behind or something like that. Dude's an idiot. Talk about being closed-minded. I hate closed-minded. Closed-minded people are stupid. For the fact that the military finally opened up to having gays, mm-hmm, was great. Now to have them to allow them to have rituals, even better. It's showing who we are now.
The whole world is starting to have a more open mind, and they're all starting to make some positive changes, and that's a really good thing. That there's going to be people that are going to fight it, and they're going to be angry, and they're going to be pissy about it, but frankly, the world is a changing place.
And with change comes with people finally coming out the open. It's good to see that the military themselves are seeing that they're going to do what it takes to please their military to help keep them healthy and fighting for them instead of moving to a different country and fighting against them.
Agreed. What else you got for us?
through the Wiccan Pagan Times, it shows that our moon for March, our full moon, if I can find the stupid page. Aha, here we go. Full moon. Two different sources. One say March 8th, the other one says March 7th. For that, the primary name will be the Chase Moon. Alternate name, Storm Moon. And a color association will be green. I like the color green.
Green is good.
I love green. Green is cool.
Okay, do we have any more news topics? Is that it for news?
That was it for news, for the fact that it totally bugged me about that Bill Barr guy, and I just had to get that out, and I got away from the news after that because it pissed me off on what he said. Oh, what I did read on a sideline, and I believe it happened in the UK. Don't quote me, because I'm not positive.
You're being quoted.
Okay, I'm going to be quoted on this.
I'm just kidding.
In the UK, a 15-year-old boy was murdered by his parents, mother and father, because they're trying to drive the demons out of him.
Yeah, that happens all over the place. Africa, they're huge about that.
And I would have done the news on that. The problem was the guy who wrote it, mm-hmm, and then went to his own opinion about everything else but that.
So he was a stupid writer. So he didn't actually talk about the murder. He just talked about
No, he talked about this is what happened, this is who did it, and this is my opinion about everybody else.
So pretty much what I usually do on a weekly basis, I'd read a little news tip and I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, pretty much. And I just did not. The dude was an idiot. I didn't. I read the whole thing. Took me 30 minutes because I couldn't get past his I'm better than you attitude.
Oh. Well, don't you know everybody's better than everybody? Actually, nobody's better than anybody. We're all equals and we all matter.
Okay.
No, we are all equals.
No, I know.
This is me punching Tom.
Ooh. Can I have some more?
Obviously, it didn't hit you hard enough.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that it's time for a song. What do you think?
I think it's time for a song.
All right, let's go for a song. That was the rumor that was going around for a while. Everybody at Heaven and Earth Essentials is practicing Satanism. Did you know that?
I knew that, and everybody's closed-minded in this stupid little town. I lived here for over 10 years, and all because I'm different, I'm satanic, I'm a drug dealer, and people are stupid.
Yeah, people can be stupid. For the record, we do not practice Satanism. There is no Satan in the craft, but all of you that are listening to the show already know that. But, you know, there is that perception out there. That's part of the reason that we do the show, is so that we can kind of change
open
those
minds.
Well, and we're trying to change the perceptions out there.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of negative stereotypes out there.
very, 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 very negative
so
stereotypes.
What kind of things have you heard? What kind of things do people say and think about you, besides drug dealer statements and stuff like that?
Well, all right, one, I'm tattooed. Mm-hmm. All over. I've got one under my eye, both my legs, my back, my arms. Mm-hmm. Even one on the palm of my hand. I used to drive a big truck loud. I own a sports bike. And because of all this, I'm not the classic, "Hi, I'm a hillbilly type of person that lives in this one horse town." No, I'm sorry, I'm a city boy. Born and bred. I'm not a one-minded person. Single mind, little town, no, but...
But you're originally from Texas, right?
I was born in California.
Oh.
On the West Coast, literally, like, I could see the ocean. Mm-hmm. Raised in El Paso, Texas, where I was the minority because of how white I am.
Oh, okay.
And then I moved up here, and I didn't realize how I didn't like so many white people in one place because of how small-minded everybody was.
Do you think that's more of a small-town mindset?
No.
Oh.
No, it is not just a small-town mindset. I've been to St. Cloud. I have been to Alec. I have been to other little communities that have big communities, you know, thousands of people, 100,000 of people. It's not just that, it's how far north we are.
Really? Because I would have thought that we would have ran into more of that kind of thinking in the south, not in the north. I mean, I went to school in the south. I went to school in Virginia. Hi, Chrissy, I miss you. That was my roommate, by the way. Still love her. We're still best friends. Anyway, I went to school in Virginia. I was in the Navy for 3 weeks in Florida. Don't even ask.
I'm not going to ask.
I learned how to sleep standing up.
I bet you look cute in the outfit, though.
No, not really.
I did think you were, but that's from a guy's perspective.
Yeah. No, I had super, super duper short hair, and yeah, it just wasn't a pretty look. It was not
no,
a good look
I
for
like
me.
Your hair the way it is, actually. Don't ever cut it again. Please.
Anyway, in the South, I from my experiences down there, they have a very set
mind,
and mm-hmm. Well, they're taught different. It's a whole different
country.
Well, I wasn't gonna say country, but
it kind of is,
yeah. But in the North, I found that people are so much more open-minded. Maybe not in the North, in like small towns like here in Sauk Center. But just in general, I mean, take New York or you know,
well, yeah, but
New
when
England
you,
in general.
When you come across
Chicago.
Million plus people, you're going to be stupid to be close-minded. You will get shot, stabbed, murdered. You will be raped regardless because you are being close-minded. Here, you have to be close-minded if you don't want to get shot, raped, or anything like that because of how close-minded everybody was. From the first day I lived in Sauk Center, over 10 years ago, I was harassed by cops. I met the wrong people because they were different. Mm. So I wanted to be friends with them because they were different. To come to find out, because they were different, they were also the ones that were into the drugs. They were into all the illegal activities around town. It took me 5 years to clean my name. I can now laugh and talk with cops with mm-hmm. no problems here. So, you know, I'm...
Do they know that you're pagan?
No.
Okay.
I've never brought it up. There has been never any reason to bring it up. Why? Because I like to talk to the priest that lives, or that my house is right down the church from. Mm-hmm. You know, I like talking to the priest there because he's open-minded. Or a Catholic priest.
I think that's wonderful.
And he knows I'm pagan. And he's okay with that.
He hasn't tried to save your soul or warn you about
no.
eternal damnation?
No, I've had the stupid...
Bravo to that priest.
Oh my god, what's a... Jehovah's Witness wanted to do that to me, and I just shoved it in their face with my finger and closed the door.
I've had lots of people try to save my soul, and have you found Jesus? I'm like, oh, I didn't know he was lost. They didn't think that was funny.
I found Jesus, but then I ate the potato chip.
We're still going to hell.
My mom, however, did try to save me. She thought I was satanic. Because of my pinnacle. Mm-hmm. And my amethyst dragon.
Well, pentacles actually started out to be a protection symbol. Mm-hmm. It's a symbol about, you know, it's a power symbol, but yeah. Just, you know, the bad guys have turned it into a...
Anything that resembles power, protection, you turn it upside down, which is considered Satanism. Mm-hmm. The cross, pinnacle, which turns into a pentagram.
Right.
All the misconceptions. Well, yeah, why my soul needs to be saved.
They all get bound up into one major thing.
Oh, yeah. No, it's... People do not want to hear what they've been brought up on. I've tried to explain to my mom since I was 15 that I'm not satanic. I've dabbled in it. And it's not what everybody says it is. You know, it's not about sacrificing the virgin. You know, it's not about, you know, the midnight rituals, drinking the blood of the goat or whatever. No, it's more to be in control of yourself with the power of Satan, mm-hmm. is what it comes down to. And I just didn't like it because there was the rituals, too, that I just...
I've never even dabbled. I don't want to do anything that's dark.
Evil.
Dark, yeah, evil. Yeah.
You know, actually, it's not considered evil.
Okay.
In their eyes.
Well, in their eyes.
What they're trying to do is get the power to become who they want to become. You know, it's like every religion, this is the true religion.
To them, right. You didn't see Tom roll his eyes, he rolled his eyes when he said
I rolled them in a big way, they kind of like went to the back of my head, I saw it through my mouth, and then went right back up.
If they want personal power, I know that Tony Robbins does like a DVD box set of personal power.
You want personal power? You know what? Here's what you do. You get in your car, you hit a tree.
Let's not advocate suicide.
No, we're not advocating suicide, it's showing you that's what power can do to you. You have the power to hit a tree. Do you want to use that power to hit a tree? Or do you want to use that power to get to your destination?
And do good and help other people.
Right.
That's the whole reason I believe we're here, is to love and help one another.
I thought we were here to do a radio show.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Good point. Okay.
Da-dun.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we could do some spells.
Yes. Okay. I found a decorating spell.
Hold on. We've got a bump for that. I'm going to punch Tom again.
Welcome to Spell Intel.
Doesn't my voice just sound ridiculous on there?
Yeah, you know.
Welcome to Spell Intel.
It's like you're trying to throw your voice out, you know, like you're a ventriloquist.
I've got a face for radio.
Thankfully, it's radio.
Oh, punch again! All right, Tom is going to do our spell intel for tonight. By the way, Tom, thank you for joining me tonight.
I am very pleased to be here. This is very fun. I totally enjoy it.
Awesome. Okay, so Tom's going to do our spell intel.
And the intel tonight is about the full moon. We are going to do a moon phase type candle. And the ingredients for this will be rubbing alcohol, one white pillar candle, acrylic paints in your choice of colors, candle painting medium, paintbrush, ribbons in colors you associate with the moon, silver, black, white, or blue. And to start... And I'm going to read this word for word, so don't mind me. This is not my fault. Okay. You can use a moon candle for your...
Esbat
celebrations. I will learn these words one of these days.
By the way, Tom is one of my students. and he is learning and doing fabulous.
This is my fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, second month. Okay. As part of your rituals, blah, blah, you may wish to wrap it in black cloth during the dark phase of the moon. Then gradually uncover it as the moon waxes. When the moon begins to wane again, move the black cloth back over it to symbolize the ever-changing face of the moon. If you're going to decorate a pre-made candle, which is the easiest way to do this project, in parentheses, it's best to use an unscented candle for this project, just because various scents can be distracting. A pillar is ideal, but you can certainly use
a votive.
A votive or a taper. Use the same candle all year long or for 128-day lunar cycle, whichever you prefer. And then it gives the ingredients. Use the rubbing alcohol to clean any excess oil or grime from the candle before you begin. You can just pour a little bit on a soft cloth and wipe it down. Blend your acrylic paint in equal parts with candle painting medium. This is basically a product that helps your paint adhere to the candle. You can find this at any craft store. I'm talking too much. Paint lunar or
celestial
patterns, thank you, on your candle and allow the paint to dry. Add ribbons in silver, black, and white. Be sure to move them out of the candle's way before you burn the candle in ritual, which is kind of common sense. The one in the photo, there is a photo of this, was made with blue ribbon that has the...
Oh, that has the celestial designs on it.
On it, as well as the blue and silver glitter paint. So you can use glitter, non-glitter, or whatever kind of colors.
I love sparkles.
Okay, here's a helpful hint. If you do not like the idea of painting a candle, buy a plain glass hurricane and paint the glass instead. That way you can use any candle you like inside it and you don't have to continuously repaint a new candle. We are going to go to our next page and I will tell you how to make your own candle. If you have a crescent shaped mold of some wax, you can pour your own candle to make the moon candle in this photo, which you cannot see in Radio Land, that you'll need.
But here's one thing. It will be posted on my website, empoweringthedivine.com. So all of our spells, all of our recipes, and everything will be on the website. Just go to empoweringthedivine.com, and then all you have to do is click on Learn and Chat, and it will be in the forum pages.
It's so good to have a host. The ingredients for this, paraffin or soy candle wax. I don't like soy. Soy is nasty tasting. You need wicking, which is the wick that burns, candle release spray, crescent-shaped candle mold, color and scent of your choice. If you've never made candles on your own before, be sure to read David Fisher's Candle Making Basics for some tips. No idea who he is, but there's a link for it.
We're running out of time.
We're running out of time? Oh my god, we got 10 minutes. Melt the wax according to manufacturer's directions. Spray the mold with candle release. Spray and place the wick where you want it. Carefully pour the melted wax into the mold. Be sure to drop the wick up with the dowel rod so some other support, so it doesn't flop over into the liquid. Allow your candle to cool completely before removing it from the mold. Use your Espat rites for other moon-related celebrations. Note, the candle in the photo is frosted on the top to hide some of the post-cooling cracking.
Oh,
there you go.
Lord. There's your spell and tell. Oh, my God. That was awesome.
Thirsty as all.
I have tears from laughing. That's really funny. And, blah, 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 blah. And there's your spell and tell.
45 seconds. Come on.
He's going to get punched again, kids.
Yes, I am.
I want to thank you for spending this time with us, Tom. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Thank you
this
for
was
having
a lot
me.
Of fun. Once again, if you want to check out my website with all of our spells and recipes and ideas and chat with like-minded people, just go to empoweringthedivine.com, and there you will meet all kinds of new friends. That's great and fun. You can also find me on Facebook under Prakmak.
And I'm also one of her friends on Facebook.
And Tom, what are you under? Tom Duggar?
Thomas Duggar.
You can find him there. You can just go through my page as well. We have a lot of events coming up. Of course, we've got psychic developments this Thursday at Heaven and Earth Essentials. We've also got a seance coming up at Heaven and Earth Essentials, as well as more classes. We're doing March 22nd, I've got a class on, I don't even remember anymore.
I don't know the calendar.
What
is the 22nd?
It's March 22nd.
No, what is the 22nd? Is it what is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
It's a Thursday.
That's our Wiccan.
No, it's every other week is Witchy Night, and it's it's the opposite.
Oh, okay. Isn't that yoga?
No.
No.
We've got yoga on Mondays and Wednesdays at Heaven and Earth Essentials.
Paranormal?
No, yoga.
Book reading?
What? No, chakra. It's chakras. Introduction to chakras and healings, and I've got that on March 22nd. Like I said, we've got a bunch of paranormal events coming up.
And there's also going to be an introduction to Buddhism.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that
one. I cannot remember what day, though, but...
If you go to...
We have a calendar.
Yeah, if you go to heavenandearthessentials.com, that is heavenandearthessentials.com, ran by the lovely Barbara Sherwood, all of the activities that we're doing there are on her website. This has been a very interesting night, don't you think? This has been fun. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Shoot me an email if you've got a song that you'd like to have played.
But don't use the gun.
Don't use the gun. We are passive here. Shoot me an email if you've got an idea for a guest that you'd like to have on, if you'd like to be a guest, if you've got some music that you want played, if you want a topic covered, just let me know. What else am I thinking? Oh, he's looking up the calendar. That's okay. They can just go to heavenandearthessentials.com and find it.
Well, I'm just curious what the 22nd is for you.
It's chakras.
You positive?
I'm positive.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No.
No, positive.
No.
You're a dork.
Yes.
Yes. All right. I want to thank you. You have a wonderful, amazing week. I will see you next week when we've got new guests on.
Because she doesn't love me and doesn't want me no more.
Well, this is true. I'm just kidding. in the end, don't forget, what is your job? Your job is to take back the light. Goodbye, my darlings.